The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Back at you for another edition of Bite by Bite, a show that's specific towards the heart of Alabama Food Bank and food pantries, and of course, Feeding America's Michael Coleman. We just did a wonderful show on Mission Minded. Please go back and check out all of our wonderful podcasts. We are over 1,400 podcasts now strong, and we're fixing to add our 30th show coming up a little bit later on in April. So we are blowing and going, and it's fantastic. We couldn't do it without, of course, all the listeners, the thousands and thousands of listeners who download the app and, of course, listen from week to week. A lot been made about my next door neighbor's got chickens. And now, you know, a wolf gets in the chicken house. Now it's costing you something. I heard yesterday that we have 370 million people in the United States. And until last week, we had more chickens than we had humans in the United States. We had roughly 390 million chickens, and now we're down like 320 million chickens, which sounds like a lot of chickens, but it's absolutely a huge piece. And of course, it's because of the avian or the bird flu. They've had to kill all these chickens off. Waffle House is now serving eggs, but it costs you an extra 50 cents an egg. And they're saying that's probably good for the business because now people will eat some other things that are on their menu. Not to say that anything else in the menu is good, but you need eggs to make waffles. But I did see an interesting story about a guy last night. He has a baking store, kind of like an Edgar's, and he buys eggs and they're already broken. And a 5-gallon barrel 3 months ago cost him $37 for 5 gallons of egg yolks and eggs. That same barrel is now $173. It's gone up over 5 times. And so he's like 50 cents an egg. That's nothing compared to what we have to sell. He doesn't know what to do. Obviously he can't be charging $50 for a cupcake. So he's hurting. We look at, eggs a lot. And it's interesting. Maybe you can give us a little history on this too. We always look at egg prices on how we're doing economically. It always goes down to the egg, doesn't it? When our egg prices go up, we're in trouble. When our egg prices go down, things seem to be pretty good. I don't know why it's always the egg, but the egg has always been a good indicator of where we are economically speaking, inflation wise and everything else. And you wanted to talk about eggs today on BBB.
Yeah. Or to use it as, an illustration for people to kind of understand how something like that ends up affecting food banking and again, food banking as kind of the safety net for society. You know, lots of times you get something like this. We figure, you know, a lot of people eat eggs plain, but then think of how many times you're cooking something, baking something in industries and things like that. Eggs are just a vital part of it. So it's really a staple in our society. And like you said, we have, when it's always a supply and demand. And this is the frustrating part about capitalism. You know, I love capitalism. I think it's been responsible for lifting more people out of poverty than any other system. But there's some downsides to it. And the downsides are when the supply drops and it can't meet demand, then prices are going to rise until it squeezes some of the demand out. And that means if you're part of squeezed out, you can't afford it. Then you have to do without. And that, I mean, that's just the way the market runs. But when you start talking about, you know, prices as a whole have gone up, not just on eggs, but on everything. Grocers have really been affected strongly. And then you start getting into, okay, well, eggs are cheap because they're plentiful, but just something like the avian flu, or it can be other supply interruptions. You know, I think back to the Ukraine war. When all that happened, we get so much wheat from Ukraine and that country and grains. And so, and all of us across the world, we live on a world economy. We're changing what we do best. We sell it to the world. The world sells us their stuff. And you get one little interruption or something like that, and it trickles all the way down to the individual family. And when you've already got families that are struggling with stuff like that, now eggs are at a record price of almost $5 a dozen. And I, of course, remember 75 cents for a dozen eggs, you know. Yeah. But like you said, it's not that like, oh, okay, well, that's $4 difference. Is that really going to put people in the poor? Well, you got to understand, if that's the price on eggs, everything else is climbing that way too. And so after a while, you start having to do without some things. And so as a food bank, you're trying to always get things that can be stretched further for families. Like you might could get a particular, let's just say you could get loads of zucchini. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, a lot of people eat zucchini, but a lot of people don't know what to do with the zucchini. And it's got a short shelf life. Well, everybody's going to use eggs. We could get eggs at a food bank if they're donated, but guess what? There's a short supply. So there's no extras from a distributor like Walmart and things like that. So we don't get, so our egg supply gets cut out. So if we want to get eggs for a family, we now have to go out and purchase them. And guess what? Yeah. We have to pay similar prices to what other manufacturers do, which comes from donated funds and all that. So it affects bottom. So then we end up having to make decisions like, you know, is it really, is that the best use of how we spend food procurement dollars is to $5 for a dozen eggs. And so we're looking at it from, look, what we get, we want, how much shelf life can it maintain? If we're going to get something with a short shelf life, like eggs, you know, we want to get the bang for the buck, and 12 eggs just don't for $5. And we're like, man, I can over here for $5. I can really buy some, you know, a 10 pound bag of rice or whatever, sure. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it really, everything that happens in the world, markets with individual things like eggs, eggs right now are just emblematic of everything else that goes on in food banking, where things are up and down, depending on the supply, on the demand. And then we're constantly adjusting to that to say, how do we get that food in to provide the best, most healthy, fresh, stable, nutritious food for our clients. But
it's the last time you had an egg. We had eggs for breakfast when you and I had, we broke bread a couple of weeks ago. That was
last time. That was two weeks ago. I think that was probably the last time I had an egg.
And it's funny because my daughter was over here last week and she's like, you make some brownies. And I said, yeah. And she's like, okay, we need an egg. I said, you don't need an egg to make brownies. She goes, yeah, you do. And I said, no, you don't. Sure enough, you need an egg. I did not even know. And we, of course, I didn't have eggs because we don't eat eggs.
Yep. Any kind of dry recipe for cakes or baking or anything like that is going to call for eggs. Yeah.
This, if anything else, has been very informative about just how much, and the other thing is, I guess the price of chickens, I guess, would be going up sooner or later too. And I mean, that's probably the next
depending on. Yeah. So you got all sorts of things like, are the chickens you have, are they just laying hens, you know? So, and then there's others that are raised up that are slaughtered, you know, they're not used for that. So it, different purposes, different organizations. So it depends on who you had to slaughter and what areas, how it affects.
It's really interesting because in every neighborhood, we used to have chickens. In every neighborhood I've lived in, there's been chickens, and you never look at them as something that you have to protect. You know what I mean? Yeah. And now all of a sudden I'm thinking to myself, because we used to get 6 to 8 eggs a day. And there's nothing better than a fresh egg coming right out and going into the skillet. It does make it. It's so rich. It's unbelievable. And we had so many eggs, we didn't know what to do with all of them. We'd go to the neighbors and give them all a dozen eggs, you know, every couple of weeks. And now all of a sudden, you have to have a guy with a shotgun sitting outside your chicken coop. Forget the foxes. You have to shoot your neighbors.
That's right.
Tell people how they can get in touch with you and help out the Heart of Alabama Food Bank, my friend. Tell people how they can.
Yeah, they can come on that. Yeah, come to HAFB.org, and we'd love to have you participate in what we're doing. Support us in any way. Our prices, and unfortunately, we have to buy a lot of our food, so we always could use the funds. But just know, not just us, but every food bank in this country is working diligently to be that safety net, to care for the elderly, to care for the children, for caring for all those in need who just don't have enough for whatever reason in their home life. And we're proud to be a part of that fabric of America and service to those in need.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.